a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 5 o'clock. Today is Wednesday. It's the 11th day of December. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, it's cold, 28 degrees.
Traffic in good shape to start your morning drive. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this morning, Governor Gary Herbert calling for a special legislative session tomorrow evening to vote on a new tax reform bill.
Utah tax reform. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce.
Most Utahns would see their income taxes cut by a couple $100, while the child tax credit would be raised to $2,500 a kid if the current tax reform bill passes. But the most controversial part of it's always been restoring the full food tax. Logan Senator Lyle Hilliard argued this week that the state also needs to put sales taxes on more services to make up for a multi-million dollar deficit in the general fund.
Income tax is the most volatile tax we have, and while it's high today, we know it's going to go down.
One of the very few changes that will probably be made is how Social Security recipients will be taxed, after concerns the elderly would see their rates go up, something lawmakers say should not happen. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
With live team coverage, I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. Not everyone in our government is on board with the tax reform plan. Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox expressed concern the bill is a rush decision with not enough public support and may be doomed to fail. And he disagrees on increasing the sales tax on food. He says it'll burden people living at the margins. Other candidates for governor agree. Jeff Birmingham says the proposed grocery tax hike hurts the most needy among us. Amy Winter Newton says the sales tax on food is not good for the state's residents. And John Huntsman Jr. said it's not a moral thing for government to do. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Okay, so weather now with Grant Wayman. Another hazy day today. Highs will be in the mid-40s, but things start changing tomorrow.
Another winter storm is on its way, so we've got another winter storm watch to tell folks about, and that's mainly for the mountainous areas up north, where we will expect some snow to begin. In fact, the mountain snow begins mainly tomorrow afternoon, goes through Friday, and all the way through the middle of Saturday.
Grant says by Saturday we'll be seeing some snow in the valleys, too. He says mountain accumulations from this storm could be 1 to 2 feet.
Police say a 24-hour crime spree came to a crashing end when two teens smashed a stolen car into a pole in Riverton. KSL-TV's Brittany Tate reports.
We're told from law enforcement they face charges such as aggravated burglary and aggravated robbery. Now, investigators tell us that this young duo stole a gun out of a vacant apartment and then used that gun to steal a woman's car. Both of them have been booked into the juvenile detention center.
Investigators say the teens had run away from the Salt Lake Juvenile Center on Monday.
It's another step towards impeachment today. KSL's top national stories. Sean Michael Lyle is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, the House Judiciary Committee meets today. Check that, the Senate Judiciary Committee, I should say. No, I had it right the first time. I'll straighten that up. House Judiciary Committee meeting considering articles of impeachment that were announced yesterday. A full House vote could come next week. The last president to be impeached, Bill Clinton, saying this.
The rest of us should go about our lives, and all of us commenting on it won't have anything to do with it. They should do their job. I'll do mine.
At a committee once again meeting today, President Trump rallied in Pennsylvania after articles of impeachment announced against him. He noted how Speaker Pelosi announced agreement on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade deal just an hour afterwards.
And it plays down the impeachment because they're embarrassed by the impeachment.
Pelosi had been saying impeachment must be bipartisan. Now the Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz, he testifies before the Senate Judiciary Committee today. Republicans sure to grill him how the FBI could have so many errors and omissions in launching the Russia probe without having bias against the Trump campaign. And six people dead in Jersey City, New Jersey, after an hours-long standoff turned to gunfire at a kosher supermarket. Two suspects and a cop among those killed, but police aren't saying much now.
We have no inkling what the motive was yet.
There's no indication anti-Semitic terrorism was the motive. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
We're hearing from a witness to last week's mass shooting at the Naval Air Station in Pensacola, Florida. Cheryl Poister saw a victim collapse after he alerted first responders to the gunman's location.
If he had not come through that doorway at that moment, I would be dead.
The military later identified the shooter as a visiting Saudi national. The Pentagon has since suspended training for all Saudi military students in the U.S., including flight and firearms training.
Harvey Weinstein returns to a New York court today to find out whether the terms of his bail will be toughened.
The Manhattan District Attorney's Office said Harvey Weinstein may be intentionally disabling the monitoring bracelet the court ordered him to wear. Weinstein denied it and said it just ran out of batteries, but the judge may decide to alter the terms of his bail. Weinstein is set to go on trial in January on charges he raped a woman in a hotel here in Manhattan and performed a forcible sex act on another woman. He has pleaded not guilty. On top of the legal ache, his attorney said Weinstein's going to need back surgery as soon as this week. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.